You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet, full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast. Number Sweet 16, Why People Who Diet Can't Keep the Weight Off. If you're joining me for the first time, hi, my name is Nancy Monturi, and I have a passion and commitment to improving human health. And I advocate a plant-based diet for health and wellness. If you're not familiar with a plant-based diet, it is a diet based on fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes like beans and lentils, and healthy fats like nuts, seeds, and avocado. It excludes all meat and dairy. If you are new to a plant-based diet, I recommend that you listen to my podcast number one, Getting Started on a Plant-Based Diet, and podcast number 10, How to Get Optimal Nutrition on a Plant-Based Diet. I am very thankful and grateful that you are here listening to this podcast. And to all of you who have reached out to me, thank you so much for your kind words and encouragement. I couldn't do this without you. I would also like to thank all of you who have been courageous enough to share your stories with me. I know it's not easy. But sometimes when you share a story with someone, you realize you're not the only one who has experienced those feelings of sadness or disappointment. Yesterday, I received an email from a woman named Lauren. It simply read, "I am trying to give up meat, and I'm trying to love myself. Wish me luck." Reading that email stopped me in my tracks, and my eyes filled with tears. Because we all face the dilemma of not loving ourselves sometimes. And some people face it their entire life. Lauren is not alone. I talk a lot about loving ourselves enough to want to show our bodies the compassion they deserve. And you never know what will set you in motion. It could be one of the worst things that happen in your life that sets you on a new path to loving yourself. That is what happened to me. I took a lot of broken pieces and made a decision to show myself compassion. And one of the ways I did that was to start eating plant-based food. In less than 5 months, I was able to discontinue my medication for high cholesterol, my energy was sky high, and everything was lighter and brighter, and most importantly, honest. If you make the move towards a plant-based lifestyle, don't think of it as another diet. Think of it as a compassionate way of living, a shiny new way of living. Compassionate eating is a peaceful lifestyle that honors yourself, honors all sentient beings, and honors the planet. It is so much bigger than a diet. Before we discuss this week's podcast, I want to introduce you to one of my new sponsors called Chroma Herbal Products. It's not easy for me to find sponsors who align with our values, so I am very grateful they help me do what I love to do, and that's to make you as healthy as possible. Chroma Herbs is an all-vegan, all-organic health company that believes that nature has provided everything we need to heal and enrich our bodies. They never use artificial ingredients or chemicals in any of their products. Everything they produce is made in the USA and is packaged in glass bottles. Very cute little glass bottles, by the way. Best of all, they back up everything they sell with a 100% money-back guarantee. They have a variety of health products ranging from immunity support, supplements, and natural energy boosters to products for digestion and inflammation. Check them out today at www.kromaherbs.com. That's KHROMA herbs.com. Now, let's talk about this week's podcast, Why People Who Diet Can't Keep the Weight Off. After the dietary excesses of the holidays, it is no surprise that the most popular New Year's resolution is to lose weight. And in an overwhelming majority of Americans, estimated at 45 million, are on a diet in 2017. If you are one of those people who has lost the same 5 to 20 pounds every year, only to regain it back and then some, there is a new study just released in November 2016 that helps explain why. The findings were published in journal Nature, and they offer evidence into a problem that people who diet know well. According to their study, the culprit for gaining back the weight plus some is caused by gut microbiota. Gut microbiota is a collection of microorganisms that reside in the digestive tract, mostly in the large intestine. Other names for this are gut bacteria, gut flora, and intestinal flora. The human microbiota is made up of trillions of cells, and the biggest populations of microbes reside in our gut. The microbiota plays an important role in nutrition, immunity, and even affects our brain behavior. In the study, researchers cycled mice between diets of high-fat food, which made them obese, and normal food, which caused them to lose weight. However, when they went back on the high-fat food, they gained a little more weight than they had before. Researchers also found that it took a little over a month for a mouse to lose weight by going on a diet, but it took 6 months, which is a quarter of a mouse's average lifespan, for the composition of the microbiome to revert to its healthy pre-obesity self. Not only did they have difficulty reverting to a healthy composition of the microbiome in the gut, they also became inadequate in their ability to respond to plant compounds called flavonoids. So in a nutshell, what they found is that yo-yo dieting wreaks havoc on gut bacteria. And one of the most important things you can do for effective weight loss is improve your gut bacteria. Now, let's talk about one of my favorite nutrients to stimulate the growth of beneficial bacteria and boost your digestive health, and it's only found in plants. Flavonoids. Flavonoids are a remarkable group of phytonutrients found in many fruits and vegetables. Phyto refers to plants, and phytonutrients are compounds found in plants. Flavonoids are the largest group of phytonutrients with more than 6,000 types. Some of the best-known flavonoids are called quercetin and camphorol. Quercetin can be found in foods like apples, garlic, onions, cherries, berries, tomatoes, cruciferous vegetables like cabbage and broccoli, and leafy greens like spinach and kale and citrus fruit. Onions have the highest known quercetin content, with fruits in a close second. This flavonoid has potent antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, antiviral, and immune-boosting properties. It can help prevent or alleviate symptoms of cancer, canker sores, heart disease, herpes, nasal allergies, and respiratory infections. Not only that, studies have shown that quercetin can help block the ability of HIV to bind to healthy cells. Quercetin's antihistamine properties may also help you avoid a scar. You can find quercetin in many over-the-counter herbal products for scar treatment. But the best way to consume quercetin is through plants like onions and apples or berries. If you're an onion fan like me, I like to caramelize onions and add them to all kinds of dishes like vegetables or tofu. Caramelizing heats the onion so the sugars begin to release, and that creates a new depth of flavor, and you don't need to add a bunch of oil. Just heat some veggie broth, season it with some ground black pepper, slice an onion, add it to the pan, and when you see a browning underneath onions, make sure you're keeping a watchful eye, you will see caramelization. Cook the onion for about 3 to 5 minutes, adding more veggie broth as needed. The other flavonoid I want to talk about is called camphorol. Camphorol is famous for its anti-inflammatory effects and could benefit those with osteoporosis and for cancer prevention. Common foods high in camphorol include apples, grapes, tomatoes, potatoes, onions, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, squash, cucumber, lettuce, green beans, raspberries, blackberries, spinach, cabbage, and raw kale. Capers, dill weed, chives, and green tea also contain high amounts of camphorol. A dietary study of over 66,000 nurses over 8 years found that those whose diets were camphorol rich had a 40% lower risk of ovarian cancer compared to women with the lowest camphorol intake. Camphorol also has shown promise in being an anti-obesity agent and anti-cancer agent. According to the U.S. National Library of Medicine, camphorol is a powerful antioxidant. The U.S. National Library of Medicine also concluded that camphorol reduces the risk of cancer, modulates inflammation, and is a powerful antioxidant against free radicals. As you probably remember from earlier podcasts, free radicals can start a chain reaction, like dominoes, and damage the human body. That is why we need a defense system like camphorol. Foods rich in camphorol are easy to consume. The next time you're in a supermarket, just look around the produce department and buy produce that are rich in colorful pigments, like the deep blues of blueberries or the deep greens of kale or the rich reds of raspberries and tomatoes. Diets that contain significant quantities of flavonoids is also associated with a significant reduction in the risk of gastric cancer. According to the World Health Organization, gastric cancer can cause some 800,000 deaths globally every year. But with all that said, the best news is that gut microbiota can change super fast. It can actually change within a few days of a drastic diet change. Start altering your gut microbiota right now by doing things like drinking green tea every day and making sure your diet is full of fruits and vegetables that are rich in colorful pigments, and eat lots of citrus and cruciferous vegetables. Consume whole grains like barley or brown rice every day. Fiber intake is critical for a healthy gut and optimal health. I like to call them the complete package because of the extensive health benefits of whole grains. I love starting my day with a warm bowl of bulgur topped with some nuts, dried fruits, and a drizzle of maple syrup. It keeps me full and satiated for hours. Always remember, many of us have been brought up very confused about food and nutrition, and many of us with weight problems view food as the enemy. But food can be our best friend when we use it wisely, and it all begins with the gut. A healthy gut can speed up weight loss and reduce food cravings. An unhealthy gut can cause weight gain and health problems. Now, let's go into Ordinary Vegan's kitchen and create a rich, hot and sour cabbage mushroom soup for a healthy gut. This is such an easy soup to prepare, but you would never know it from the complex flavors. Not only that, it can be created in 20 minutes. I also love the health benefits of this soup. Mushrooms are low in calories, fat-free, cholesterol-free, gluten-free, and very low in sodium. Yet, they provide important nutrients, including potassium, niacin, vitamin D, and more. Scientists from the City of Hope found a potential link between mushrooms and a decreased likelihood of tumor growth. And cabbage, this humble, inexpensive vegetable, is one of the healthiest foods you can eat. Eating a half cup of cooked cabbage provides 47% of your vitamin C needs, so this is a good soup when you're home with a cold. Cabbage can also provide you with some cholesterol-lowering benefits. So not only is this easy soup delicious, but it is also packed with nutrition. Here is what you will need. 1 small head of cabbage chopped into bite-sized pieces. 2.5 to 3 cups of chopped mushrooms, portobello, cremini, or mixed variety. 1 8-ounce package of tofu noodles, or your favorite noodles. 6 to 7.5 cups of vegetable broth. 1 inch fresh ginger peeled and finely chopped or grated. 1 tablespoon of chili paste. If you don't like heat, you can omit that. 1/4 cup of tamari or low-sodium soy sauce. 1/4 cup of rice vinegar. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1/2 teaspoon of ground black pepper. 1 teaspoon of maple syrup. 3 tablespoons of organic tapioca or cornstarch. 1/4 cup of water. And perhaps some chopped green onions and parsley for garnish. You could also add some cubed, extra firm organic tofu. Here's what you do. You combine the soy sauce, chili paste, and rice vinegar in a small measuring cup and you set it aside. Combine the cornstarch in 1/4 cup water until smooth and set that aside. Heat 1/2 cup of vegetable broth in a large pot over medium-high heat. Add the ginger and chopped mushrooms. Cook and stir for approximately 3 to 4 minutes until the ginger is soft and the mushrooms have released their juices. Add the soy sauce mixture. Cook for another minute. Add 6 cups of vegetable broth. Bring it to a boil. Reduce heat and add the cabbage. Cook until the cabbage is slightly softened, about 3 minutes. Add the cornstarch mixture and stir that in and continue to simmer until the soup thickens. Add the noodles and cook for 1 more minute. Ladle into large bowls and garnish with some green onions and parsley. And if you really want to amp up your flavonoids, serve fresh berries and citrus with a drizzle of maple syrup for dessert. That is it for today's podcast. And the next time we speak, it will be 2017, and I will be announcing my next step in spreading health and wellness to those who want it and need it most. So please stay tuned. I would like to again thank today's sponsor, Kroma Herbal Products. Kroma Herbs is an all-vegan, all-organic health company that believes that nature has provided everything we need to heal and enrich our bodies. They never use artificial ingredients or chemicals in any of their products. Everything they produce is made in the USA and is packaged in glass bottles. Best of all, they back up everything they sell with a 100% money-back guarantee. With a variety of health products ranging from immunity support, supplements, and natural energy boosters to products for digestion and inflammation, you can check them out today at www.kromaherbs.com. That's KHROMAherbs.com. If you found this podcast information helpful today, please share on social media and consider writing a review in iTunes. The more reviews we receive, the more visibility and higher ranking iTunes gives our podcast and helps us spread the plant-based message. Please join our healthy and supportive community on Facebook. We are over 310,000 strong and growing. Just go to facebook.com/ordinaryvegan. If you have any questions for Ordinary Vegan, email me at questions@ordinaryvegan.net or record your question on my website, ordinaryvegan.net. Thanks so much for joining us today. I hope this podcast and all my podcasts help you live a long and healthy life. Happy New Year, everyone. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.